This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
You got to take a listen to this. It's Squawk Pod.
That's right. CNBC's flagship business news show is a podcast, Squawk Pod.
This is CNBC Control 2.
It is not just the show, folks.
It might be even better because it's only audio.
Join me, Katie Kramer, as I take you inside the Squawk Box control room and beyond the headlines of our TV broadcast with Joe Kernan, Becky Quick, and Andrew Ross Sorkin every weekday.
Roll alpha.
Listen to CNBC's Squawk Pod free on the Odyssey app.
I had alphabet soup.
I had it. I definitely had it.
I wouldn't say I'm from the trenches. I think we all ate alphabet soup. Did you eat alphabet soup?
No.
You didn't? There's no alphabet soup?
Alphabet cereal. That's as close as I get to that alphabet soup.
Boy, I had cereal for like the first time in like 20 years.
I didn't eat soup until I was in my 30s, Ken.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, man. No, yeah. Soup. I had vegetable soup. All soups. Ramen noodles. Which, by the way, I didn't even know that you could just eat them like with like low broth. I thought they had to be sitting in the broth when I was a kid. Then I went to college and I go, how are you eating those again? Oh my goodness, this is a game changer. They were really, really good.
Can I sell you on Italian wedding soup?
Yeah. Eh, no. With
the right meatballs?
Eh. I like it. Like, is minestrone Italian, I imagine?
Mm-hmm.
Then I like minestrone. I'm not really down with Italian wedding soup. And I said it like McCluskey did in The Godfather. Oh. They have good Italian food here.
We're going to sit here and do it.
Yeah.
All right, let's go. Here we go, baby. Lima, take it away.
Yeah. Lobster bisque, number one.
Oh, that's a good one.
I do like... Does tortellini count?
Oh, man.
My wife makes a tortellini soup.
I guess if it's in a soup, you're good.
He does. It's really good. Now go Italian wedding. I will.
All right.
I'll do it. I won't be afraid. Voice my opinion on it.
Number one, broccoli cheese.
Whoa, that's a good pull.
Number two,
hearty.
I really like minestrone. Mm. Number three, it's going to be a surprise to you, egg noodles.
Okay, that's
my mother-in-law makes the Bose. Like, there's these small Bose things. Holy potato salad, it's great.
No, not potato salad. Family? It's soup.
Yeah, holy soup. It's great.
I tell you, after Christmas, we make a ham, potato, and corn chowder with the leftover Christmas ham.
No peas in that one?
No. I don't eat green stuff in there.
That's good stuff.
But lobster bisque, great way to start.
Oh, man. Lobster bisque is a great soup.
Yep.
So Ryan says loaded potato soup, clam chowder.
I didn't realize there's so many great soups.
Oh, my gosh.
Little
clam chowder is a good chowder. If you mess up clam chowder, I think you should probably stop cooking. You can't do that. Lobster bisque is a good soup. Those are good soups.
We could do this all day.
I can do soup talk for a while, man. All right, Jameis talk.
I can talk soup for a while.
Did you? Well done. Mitch, please, coming up at 9:40. Did he prove the bosses wrong? Should he have been starting? And are you mad that he wasn't starting? And I guess I'll ask. I guess I'll ask, man. Yeah, yeah. I guess I'll ask.
I wanted them, and I envisioned a scenario earlier that they would have moved on from Watson. I thought the Philly game. I had that penciled in. I'm like, man, I had it circled. I had it all of it. Asterisk. I had it all, Kenny. I thought that was the game that we were going to see a change. And you know what? Then we watched the game, and I'm like, I don't know when the natural time to do it is. And so it didn't shock me that there wasn't a move. But all the numbers, anybody that you didn't even need a heavy-duty analytics person to tell you, because you also had your eyes, but anybody that looked at the numbers was like, this is historically bad. And you can't ever truly protect Deshaun Watson because he's just holding on to the ball too long. So he's going to get sacked. He's going to make too many mistakes. He's going to put you behind the chains too often. And then when they went to Jameis, like, I know he had a chance to have multiple, maybe what, three or four turnover-worthy plays. And so maybe the conversation is different. I still think gave your offense a chance to be finally evaluated.
Guys, that's not an argument to me. That's you know why the other guy didn't have a lot of interceptions? Because he was afraid to throw the damn ball down the field. That's why there wasn't as many interceptions.
Kenny, one level that he was looking at.
He would throw it anywhere between behind him and about 5 yards. That was it. Anything else was wonky, or anything else was a broken coverage where something, some act of God bailed him out. I am so sick and tired of hearing that over these last. And I'll tell you what, I know what I said about the entire stuff about, well, you know, there's not that many people who are still on that bandwagon of the former quarterback who's still technically the quarterback because they owe him so much damn money. But we can't be sitting here picking apart this and saying, well, I mean, he almost threw picks. Okay, almost, coulda, woulda, and shoulda did not account for that. And they won the game 29-24. You got to take some risks. He's always going to be a feast or famine quarterback. He's always going to be that guy that will never change. You know who else was that guy? Joe Flacco last year. Joe Flacco threw some of the dumbest interceptions I have ever seen in a Browns uniform. And think of the territory that brings in. And I like Joe, and you like Joe, and Browns fans far and wide like Joe. Because he wasn't afraid to throw the ball down the field and give you a chance to win. Jameis wasn't afraid to throw the ball down the field. He's not going to be afraid to do it. And he's going to give you a chance to win if he continues to play this way. He's going to give you a chance to lose. That's true. But he's going to give you a chance to win. I didn't feel we had a chance to win with Deshaun Watson. There's your difference, guys. Forget anything you guys talk about in a bar or what you say picking up the kids from school or what you guys say to each other out on the front porch or at high school football games or anything. It boils down to this. Do you or don't you think that quarterback gives you a chance to win? One, yes. The other one, no. And he didn't do it since the Dallas game, moving all the way down to the game he got hurt.
And Kenny, not only that, Lord but Almighty. We were in this desperate search for plays, play here, play there, an offense, something. What can we do to model it to get the most out of Deshaun Watson? What can we do to finally generate something? All right, let's take some of these plays. Let's scout some of these plays. Oh, maybe it could be this play. And in reality, there is no offense that works with a guy that can't see down the field, doesn't have the confidence to, doesn't keep the eyes up. And then, oh, by the way, all of a sudden can't run RPOs. So if he can't even run RPOs, then there is no offense that we can actually use to get any kind of benefits out of Watson.
Exactly. And when
Kenny,
he's
RPOs,
nervous,
that was supposed to be the one thing he could do.
Like, hey, man, if you got to play him again, like maybe the best thing, I don't know, he had a shoulder injury last year, so I would like to say maybe some time off would be the best thing for him, but I don't know if that's even going to work either. So I wish I could give you guys an argument. That's why I cannot. Andy and Jeff make a valid point. A very valid point about the money, but I cannot see anybody getting excited, even faking getting excited over we're starting the 2025 season anew, and Deshaun Watson is back, and he's healthy, and we're ready to start with him. Holy Lord, I can't imagine. I don't think there's going to be any way a Browns fan can fake it, and I don't think they'd be willing to. I think they'd be done with it, and I will talk to you again when you take football seriously again, because we just can't keep marching him out there just to pay it off. It's been 3 years. It's been very few starts. It's been a lot of frustration, and then it was heartache a couple of weeks ago. And Jameis Winston proved it, I think, to myself and everybody that, and I, you know, I've tried to say it was not all Deshaun Watson's fault, and that's why I'm still sitting here wondering what's going to happen this Sunday, because I think a lot of people are ready to just blame Deshaun Watson. I'm still not wanting to do that because, hey, it's going to take an entire team. You couldn't get the plays in before. Was that all on Watson or was that on the coaching staff? I got to find out more.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in, trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Money Movers provides investors with real-time analysis of the stories and the people attracting the attention of markets each day. I'm Carl Quintanilla.
And I'm Sarah Eisen. We'll cover the breaking news and numbers driving stocks and sectors, helping you make critical decisions. Plus, we'll speak with the CEOs, newsmakers, and political leaders playing a role in how your money is moving.
Listen to CNBC's Money Movers free on the Odyssey app.
Well, you couldn't get the plays in before and you were frustrated. Was that because you had a different offensive coordinator and we had a problem with communication, with being able to get plays in, with whatever they might have been bickering about, if they were bickering about it? Maybe that's the wrong word, but I don't care anymore. So was there a problem with that? Like, I got to get that figured out. Who was making the decision to play him? Because you said that he gives you the best chance to win, and you told all of us, and then I even decided to do the galaxy brain on saying, well, maybe he, let's hear me out, guys. What if he's not really lying to you? Think about this. That was a dumb segment to do. I'm trying to as well. But the problem is that the new guy went out there, who's technically an old guy, and he threw for 334 and three touchdowns, and they won.
And all your receivers don't look like trash.
He's the AFC Offensive Player of the Week. And your wide receivers don't look bad, and your offensive line didn't look bad, and the fans had fun at the game, and the defense even looked better because you were still able to push the pace down the field, and the defense wasn't out there every three downs, taking up a minute of time, if that, during the game.
And you could always easily flip the field. You were never going to be in a situation where handing them great field position.
Yes.
Because look at the drives.
Yes.
We didn't even talk about, really, recapping that game on Monday, how many sustained drives that Jameis Winston conducted. That's a big deal for playing complimentary football, Ken.
Yes, and he will probably go out there at some point, and I hope it's not Sunday, because then we'll have hell to pay on Monday for this segment with some folks out there, and that's fine. I mean, it is what it is, but maybe it isn't this Sunday. Hopefully it's not, where he goes out there and he has a turd of a football game, and he plays terribly, and he does turn the ball over like crazy, and they go out there and they lose. Well, then I'm going to find out why. And I guess if I'm going to sit there and blame the former quarterback, I guess I've got to blame the new quarterback. But there is just going to be some things that he does that just work in this system. Getting rid of the ball, being able to look off one read, not freaking out and taking off 1 second into your drop back, being able to turn around and hand the ball off, to be able to complete boot. Did you see what they did with the boot on Sunday and how he was able to stop people in his tracks? And then he stopped people in his tracks and he almost threw an interception right to a guy in the end zone.
Yep.
So, there, again, he doesn't do anything perfect. That's why he's a backup. But when the backup, the journeyman, the veteran, is playing better than the guy he was hyping up, which he is hyping up still, people are going to question that. And I think that I'm preaching to the choir to 95% of the people. The other 5%, I'm sorry, you guys, you can't be helped. Maybe you made arguments. As a person who has said I was wrong over a lot of arguments, I'm telling you guys, it can be quite therapeutic. Try it sometime, because I don't know how you can have a leg to stand on anymore on this. You've tried every single excuse you could. The only valid excuse you could say is, well, it seems that any time the Browns give up on a player, they end up going out there and playing very well. You can try that one. I'll give you that argument. You can go ahead and try. I've been through them all, guys. Every single one of them, with a lot of different quarterbacks for a long time. And there comes a time with every single one, like coaches talk about, you reach your point. You got to reach your point in and say, is he or isn't he? And that's what we have to do with all these guys. And the one guy, he ain't. Bill and Chardon, you're next up on the
Hello,
Fan.
Hello, Bill.
Morning, gentlemen.
Morning,
hey,
Bill.
I was just curious, you know, you guys haven't talked a whole lot about how Jameis sat for a little bit behind Drew Brees, and he has talked how he's a completely different quarterback after experiencing, you know, what Drew Brees had taught him. I mean, maybe he won't be what he used to be. Maybe we do see a new version of Jameis Winston, and he can turn us into a Cinderella story. What's your guys' thoughts?
I certainly hope so. I'm not going to say you're entirely wrong. And Bill, thank you very much for the call. I'd love him to be that way. I can only go, like, I'm not paying as close of attention to Jameis Winston when he's playing for the New Orleans Saints when he had to come in, as I am, obviously, Cleveland Browns quarterbacks throughout the time. I wasn't paying as close to attention. I was watching all the games that he played with Tampa Bay, but I'm still not paying as close of attention. Maybe that is the case. Maybe he is a little bit better. But when I saw him
throw it to Kyle Hamilton. When I saw him, who almost had the interception in the end zone, I'm like, okay, that's classic Jameis. I mean, I watched that in Tampa Bay, and I saw a little bit of that in New Orleans. If I'm not paying attention to every single throw, I'm just going to think classic Jameis. Maybe he does end up that way, but I can only go by what I see. It's that simple. 216-474-0092. Jim in Cleveland. Hello.
Good morning, guys. Thanks for taking my call. Jameis Winston didn't play any better than Deshaun Watson. He just played differently, and that's what we were all looking for, something different. Those three picks, if they were caught by the Ravens, we would have lost that game. What would we be saying now?
Jim, real quick. I don't think we'd be talking wildly different, to be honest. Yeah, you might say, okay, season's over. Who are we selling off and all that? And that could still happen this week. But all of a sudden, we're talking about receivers that not only can catch, they can get open. The quarterback can see them. The offensive line's playing well. Chubb's getting better. Like, we'd still say that, and then, yeah, you get the Jameis experience.
You're trying to make reason here. I can't. Jim, you watched that game and thought that Jameis Winston didn't play any better than Deshaun Watson.
No, because he should have thrown three picks. But by the magic of something,
okay,
they didn't catch the ball.
So should I turn around and then go back over all Deshaun Watson's old games and say that this guy should have caught this and that guy should have caught that?
Losses. We should have lost that game. Then it would have been
But they didn't lose that game. They were able to conduct an offense. This is the first time they've been able to conduct an offense all season.
They conducted an offense minus three interceptions that should have been caught.
Were they or were they not able to conduct an offense? That's what I'm asking.
About the fact,
were
man.
They or were that? That's not. No, it's not a fact.
We also didn't
it's
forget
not
about
a fact,
it.
Fact because it didn't go down on paper as that.
We've
there
also
is no
not,
stat for that.
We haven't
Second
forgotten
of all,
that.
Hold on, hold
we
on.
We mention
hold on.
It every day.
I want to know from you because you just said it. You said minus three almost interceptions. Were they or were they not able to conduct an offense for the first time this season?
No, because they threw three interceptions that weren't.
No, nope. You're lying to yourself. Goodbye.
I just
that's
don't
enough
know.
Of that. That is enough of that.
I just
you're
don't
lying
understand.
To yourself. You're lying to yourself.
And now maybe
that's a
Ken,
lie.
Maybe you'll disagree with me here, Kenny.
Not to me, to yourself.
I kind of feel like it's not just about wins and losses the rest of the year. I need to evaluate this team, and I couldn't do it with Deshaun Watson.
He's a backup quarterback. That's true, and he's also a backup quarterback. The other quarterback that's playing is a backup quarterback. Guys, you've had two instances now. Okay, one half season or quarter of a season and one game of an instance. And again, I'm the guy saying, hey, I'm not sure it's all the quarterback's fault here. Let's hold on here. I've had two instances almost of the backup playing significantly better. Not coulda, woulda, shoulda, significantly better. I should have left Jim on the hold. That's my fault. I should have left him on hold because I want to ask him, do you or do you not believe he would have put it on Cedric Tillman on both those touchdown passes on Sunday? Do you or do you not believe?
No chance.
Because if he would have said no, he's lying to himself again. He needs to go to a mirror and say it in the mirror and hope the Candyman don't show up. Coming up next, Mitch, please. Do you like that movie?
It's Halloween.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right.
Shall
today.
We wrap it all together?
Today's yes. Halloween.
Ooh. Spooky, scary interception.
Skededins. We were at a restaurant yesterday, and she was so terrified the server had to move the Skededins.
I don't like the scenario where, like, Liz had the charcuterie with, like, the skeleton stuff. I go, I don't like death around the food. Keep it away from me. Ken Carmen, Tone Master General. I don't like death around the food here. Keep the skeletons away from the hors d'oeuvres.
It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Money Movers provides investors with real-time analysis of the stories and the people attracting the attention of markets each day. I'm Carl Quintanilla.
And I'm Sarah Eisen. We'll cover the breaking news and numbers driving stocks and sectors, helping you make critical decisions. Plus, we'll speak with the CEOs, newsmakers, and political leaders playing a role in how your money is moving.
Listen to CNBC's Money Movers free on the Odyssey app.